This is Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we explore the people, stories, events, and places in Central Iowa. Your hosts are Susan Brandon and Gina McAndrews, bringing you the fourth in our series of birthday shows for Wednesday on KHOI. Our theme today is A New Beginning, and you're the ideal co-host, Gina, because as a realtor, you saw the listing for the ideal property for KHOI to move into when we lost our lease in the Pantorium and were finding rents in downtown Ames way out of our price range. Tell us that story, Gina.
Thank you, Susan. It's always great to be a co-host with you. Yes, that was a little journey we had. It probably started with the death of Paul Nelson, who really helped us get KHOI started and then sadly passed away, but left us his incredible house there downtown for us to sell as a donation for our new location. And it was really a beautiful house. He had quite a bit of stuff in there, so we were able to sell some of that and find homes for very interesting things. He had quite an array of antiques and electronics, and oh my goodness, I think parts of that house are, of the contents, are probably across the country. He had radios from World War II planes and just so many interesting things that it was hard to find good buyers. And so we got it all cleaned out, and then we did a couple little fundraisers there with the Barn Owl Band. It has this great wraparound porch that was just perfect to put a little band, and then the house sits right on a corner. And so we had tables and chairs, and people came along just walking along and really enjoyed the music out there, and we raised a little bit of money for that as well. And then we were able to get the house listed and on the market, and that there were so many people excited about that house, and a couple that were too excited because they wrote offers and then they realized that their time and energy, one person was a great architect and he wanted to restore it completely back to its old days. And he bought it or he wrote the offer on it, but then he realized, having three kids and a new job and a couple other things, that it might take a little more work and time than he was able. So we had to go back and get a second offer. But anyway, those people are really excited, and we got a good price for it. And then we started looking for a new location for KHOI, and there wasn't a whole lot available at the time, and we looked at a few houses, and they were just going to need so much renovation and walls moved and that sort of thing to really facilitate having a nice radio station. And anyway, I called a few other realtors and connections I had, and lo and behold, there was another realtor who hadn't listed the house yet, but knew it was going to be available, and it already had a recording studio in it. So anyway, he graciously let us look at it before it was on the market, because it was during a time when everything was going crazy fast. And anyway, we looked at it, and then we looked at it again, and we wrote an offer, and we got a little bit of negotiating done on the price so that we could get the deal done. And here we are. I think it took some renovation and some, you know, updating on wiring and some of those sorts of things. But I think within a few months, we were able to get the house bought and get it kind of fixed up to everyone's liking. And here we are at Douglas. We just moved a couple blocks down the street.
Well, it seems from the distance I was, it was almost miraculous. It's because it didn't really go on the market at all. We bought it And actually, Gildy, who had worked with the previous owner on doing some wiring, said, oh, it's move-in ready. But I guess it wasn't quite move-in ready. We had to build a studio or two, but it had the wiring. I mean, it had the wiring into the house already. So
yes, they had quite a bit. They had a recording studio in there, but I think, you know, KHOI's needs were a little bit different, so they had to do some renovation, but not anything near some of the couple other places we looked at.
Oh. And you've mentioned the Barn Owl Band, and we have with us a member of the Barn Owl Band. Well, one of the reasons we wanted you to come here was Marty Miller, probably well known to most of our listeners, as is the Barn Owl Band, because we've had a relationship with the Barn Owl Band since before we had a studio, right?
That's right. Well, good morning, Susan and Gina, and thank you for the invite here. I'm always happy to be on KHOI. Been on for a few times, haven't we, Susan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on that.
New Year's Eve, excuse me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is pretty early in the morning for an old fogey like me, but I'm up and ready to talk. Yep. Yep.
Well,
go ahead, Susan.
Well, I was just going to say that the first New Year's party, I mean, actually it was the second, but it was well before we had a station or any idea where our location was going to be. But the permit to build was being applied for by the Unitarian Fellowship because they met the FCC requirements. We didn't want a station. We just were kind of stand-ins for that. But while we were in that place, why we had a New Year's party, and it was a smashing party, and we had actually two. The Barnell was the second, and
right.
we had Lana Knox at all calling square dances.
That's right. Yeah, we have a long relationship with KHOI. The Barnells and KHOI have a nice partnership through the years. We've done fundraisers and other events with we've done some concerts right near your older studio, and we've had a good time with you guys. You know, the Barn Owl Band now started in 1991, so that makes us what, 31 years.
Yeah,
that's a long time for any band to.
That's terrific.
Well, we are probably the oldest contra dance, square dance, and concert band in the state of Iowa here. We've had such marvelous musicians through the years. They unfortunately have to leave us because of other jobs. They graduate from Iowa State, and they leave us, but we have been blessed with great musicians through the years, and Barn Owls are still going. We still do our dances. Fourth Saturday of every month, except I think July and December, but otherwise we do our dances at 7:30 at the Annex, which is on Sheldon Avenue. What is it, 120 Sheldon Avenue? The old Baptist church. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, we have pretty good luck with churches. It's kind of funny because a lot of these small stations, that our competitors for our license,
yeah,
were Christian radio stations. We didn't want to be a Christian radio station. We wanted to actually take the space of one of those. But the churches in Ames were very, very generous to us and helped us get started.
Oh yeah, sure thing. And it's been marvelous here. So, you know, we have actually, I think we have a lot in common. The Barn Owl Band and the Central Iowa Barn Dance Association, which we are the house band of that, have a lot in common here, and that we service the community here. You service the community with entertainment and news and all kinds of good things for it. And the Barn Owl Band really services the community by giving entertainment and a form of dance that nearly faded away. It's our ancestors' dance, barn owls, and the barn dances that used to happen in the old days where our parents, our grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents would go into the barn on a Friday or Saturday night and push the hay away, and someone would show up with a fiddle and a banjo and whatever instruments they had, and there would be someone to call a dance, that, you know, and tell the dancers what to do. Well, that has continued. The Barn Owl and the Central Iowa Barn Dance Association has continued that tradition here. So we still have, we have a wonderful we have a caller that tells you what to do. You don't have to know anything about dancing. All you have to do is know your left from your right foot, which I have some issues with myself. That's why I'm not a dancer. I'm a bass player. I play the upright bass and the baron. If you know what that is, that's the Irish drum. So we bring that to the community, and you bring wonderful things to the community in terms of your programming here. So that's I think, the connection. That's why we always wanted to support you, because of what you bring to the community. And all every band member that has been Barn Owl, and now, I don't know, we have about 30 people that have somehow been involved in the Barn Owl Band, alum, and some of our alums are coming back and playing with us. We all support KHOI and the wonderful things you do.
Well, thank you. And of course, one of the reasons you're here is we're going to have a party. And
absolutely.
It's going to be, there was a little negotiation on the date. And I don't know, I guess something terrible could happen. I don't, but the date is, we've got somebody from the committee. Cynthia, are you with us?
Yeah, Susan, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the committee, but I'm not like the figurehead. Our celebration is going to be Sunday, September 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. at 622 Douglas Avenue at our new place. We're going to have the street closed off thanks to Gildy. And there's going to be cupcakes and beverages, and the Barn Owl Band is going to play music, and there'll be a short program on KHOI history and recognizing people that have been important to KHOI since inception. There's going to be a producer's tent, and thanks to Greta Anderson, we're going to have some screen printing done for KHOI t-shirts. And it's going to also be commemorative to our 10th birthday. And, it's just a shout out to a lot of good people to, come and party with us. You know, it's the last day of the Ames, the Maximum Music Festival. There'll be some celebrating and just a lot of great things. They're also having their 10th birthday, Maximum Ames Music Festival. So, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for this last decade.
Well, yes, there is. And let's get in the mood a little bit, Mike, and play just a little Barn Owl music. Maybe not the just a couple minutes, just to get us ready for our next guest.
That's right. Okay. Let's get in a song. Thank you.
thank you, Barnell Van. And that's a great transition to Cynthia McClure, who's on the party committee, and so is looking forward to your playing at our party on the September 18th, right?
Right. Yep.
And but now we have you, Cynthia, to talk about a completely different kind of music and a different way that our building is going to be useful to us and give us new possibilities. What we now have that we didn't have before is good dry basement storage. And so what do you have to say about that? What's that good for?
Well, we have the Weiss Collection, which is there's a show that I feature on Sundays at 7, right after Maximum Polka and Trivia, hosted by Paul Lundy. That show is called Rhythm is Our Business, the Weiss Collection, and it features just music from the late Harry Weiss's, I would say, very extensive music collection that his family donated after his passing. He was a professor at Iowa State, and him and another gentleman would host big parties. And you were part of that, Susan. You went.
Oh, yeah.
You actually knew Harry Weiss. You went to his parties. You talked about them extensively with me on the phone while we were planning this.
The jazz parties, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to share those?
Yes, I do. He and Don Newbro, and Don's first wife, when they traveled, they had been places where they had jazz parties. And what a jazz party was well-known jazz players. Now, this is at least 20 years ago. And a lot of those jazz players they were old classical jazz players. You couldn't hear them today. They're gone, but they played in Ames. And actually, instead of putting up a poster and saying, come to a jazz party, they invited people. And I think it's kind of funny because they were always packed. They were out at the gateway, and they were, all the rooms put together would be listening to this, with tables with people sitting there, and, as you would be in a club. And the jazz musicians were incredible, and they were, greats from the past, still playing, and they were playing right here in Ames, Iowa. And but he also I think we have a clip of that was from your first show. Tell a little about that. Do you want to?
Yeah, everybody knows Carol Horowitz. She also went to the jazz parties with you because she was friends with them also, the Weisses and the Neubauers. And she went to them and talked a bit about Harry. I was trying to, on the first couple shows, I tried to bring people in that knew him because this was his music to talk about him and share their experience with him. But, let's listen to that clip with Carol Horowitz.
Rhythm is our business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business show is well. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you're sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business show is well. He's a drummer man, on demand.
On the band.
Crawl beats on them drums. In the band.
In the band.
Now when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. He plays saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Now when he goes up that scale, beat it, bop, doot, dat, doot, dat, eh. Thank you. on the bass in the band.
In the band.
Mose plays on the bass in the band.
In the band.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings. He plays on the trumpet in the band.
In the band.
Steve blows all that trumpet in the band.
In the band.
Oh, he's a guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky. On rhythm is our business.
This is Cynthia McClure. You're listening to the first show that I made. You will learn how Rhythm is Our Business and the Weiss Collection received its name. Welcome. You are listening to Let's Dance with the Weiss Collection. And I would like to thank Carol Horowitz for coming in because she knew Harry Weiss.
I certainly did. And I'm so pleased that Cynthia invited me to participate in this premiere experience. And it sounds as though, and you're going to tell me as we visit.
Yeah, we're just visiting. I wanted Carol to come in because she was the one responsible for making sure that we have the Weiss Collection here. She knew Harry. I didn't know Harry Weiss.
Harry and Marion, he passed away in 2017 in his mid-90s, and he was an amazing collector and knowledgeable about jazz and music, and he collected all these wonderful recordings. And after he passed away, his children, and he has three, and they chose to give this fabulous collection to KHOI Radio, our community radio station. And so, and I knew that family from the time I arrived many years ago, 50 years ago or plus, and the Weisses were very kind to welcome my husband and myself, newlyweds, to Ames, Iowa. And so Harry's knowledge and his collection is renowned, and how lucky KHOI is to own these recordings. And Cynthia has put these archived. She has...
I've started to put a few of them because he had...
She's organized the collection.
I've organized a few of the albums, and what I'm doing is converting them to digital files. So I asked Carol to come in because she knew Harry and I didn't. And this is Jimmy Lansford and his orchestra. And for you jazz aficionados, you will recognize
what,
this.
Do we have a year of that the recording? Do we know what year that recording was?
This particular recording, let's see, it's Jazzocracy. But Jazzocracy, it was released January 26th, 1934. And it was one of the two arrangements by Will Hudson, and the other was by the other one was White Heat.
And so what is the title of this particular work?
Jazzocracy.
Let's hear. Thank you.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is KHOI Community Radio, and we are doing a program to celebrate our new future right here in 622 Douglas. And we have a party coming up, as we've been hearing from Marty Miller of the Barnall Band. That's going to be our band at the party. We've got permission from the city. I guess the neighbors will not complain because they'll love the music no matter how loud it is, right?
Right. Yep, absolutely. Say, by the way, talking about the Weisses and the Horowitzes, the Millers were also involved in that. We're friends of both of them ever since we've been in Ames. And I've been to many of those jazz parties with Harry. And also I cut my teeth on jazz, grew up in Chicago and played in jazz bands myself. And Harry was quite the knowledgeable man. Great to listen to him and to talk to him. So I'm a great fan of that music and Harry Weiss.
Yeah, there's a tidbit about Harry Weiss that people may not know, is that he was in World War II and he received a Bronze Star.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the music was probably therapeutic for him after being in World War II.
Yep.
Well, yes, this is a lot more of a music show than I had expected, but there's all kinds of music on KHOI and all kinds of programs, and there's some new programs. Mike, would you like to talk about some of the new programs that people may not have been listening to previously that are now something to watch for?
Well, there are several new programs, syndicated programs that we've aired to our lineup, and I'm glad to talk about them. But before we get to that, I want to talk about one of our locally produced programs that I think is very noteworthy, and that's the report from the war in Ukraine that we air every Friday at noon. And generally, the format is pretty simple. It's a Ukrainian-American, usually Svetlana Zbarska, but sometimes she is brought in other co-hosts, and they've all done an amazing job. And basically, it's some Ukrainian-American here in Iowa having a Zoom conversation with someone in Ukraine. And it's very, very powerful. It's very, it can be, it's fraught with emotion. To me, it's compelling radio. And what we've also been doing that to try and reach a wider audience is live streaming that on our Facebook page. So you can go back there and view other episodes. And then we've been taking that, and there's a Facebook group called Iowa Stands with Ukraine. We've been sharing that in there to help bring a wider audience to this important program and to KHOI, the community radio station of Central Iowa. So that's one I strongly recommend. It does speak just a real quick story. That speaks to the breadth of the programming we offer here. I told this a couple weeks ago on the air, but just real briefly. One week I had set up the Zoom, and we didn't have a host yet. It was maybe 10 or 15 minutes before the showtime, and the guest zoomed in. So it's just myself talking to a stranger in Ukraine, and it was a very human moment of just very, are you okay kind of thing. And just it was a fascinating experience that I got to just interact for a brief time with someone in a country under attack like that. But the juxtaposition of that person who's going to be on our next show and what's playing on our current show is the Monkees doing Pleasant Valley Sunday. And it just seems so surreal. Like, and then I started to think about what does that sound to, like, to the person on the other side, like that they just hear that the Monkees being piped in the background on this Zoom, and they must think, wow, that must be a really carefree place. They don't have a worry in the world there. So anyhow, that was just a fascinating moment for me, this to show how varied our programming is here. And so that's the one I'm really happy about and really urge people to check out. We've been airing it every Friday at noon, and just within the past month or two, we've started re-airing it at 6 a.m. on Monday. So there's that. We've kind of done some things with the Wednesday night lineup. So we've added a program coming out of the Native American community called Moccasin Tracks, which is a very interesting program. And then we go into what we call our literary evening. Like, so at 8 o'clock, we air the last installment of Community Bookshelf with Mary Richards, which has always been there. But then right after that, we've added a program called Book Waves with Richard Walensky out of KPFA. And he is a one-on-one thing with authors. And it's a great program. Like, so, and so recently with what happened to Salman Rushdie, he rebroadcast his interview with him about, and, you know, if someone passes away, he'll go back into the vault and pick out an interview with them. Then now that's followed by Writer's Voice. Writer's Voice is also on the air on Saturday afternoon on KHOI. But we've just kind of stacked up 2 hours of literary listening. I like the promo Mary Richards does that says, why not curl up with a good radio station on Wednesday night? And so that's a really good thing. And we've been, so we, and then Monday at 4 o'clock, we used to have the radio social there where trying different things out. And, you know, maybe during Gay Pride Month, we might focus on LGBTQ programming or things like that. Or on the anniversary of something, we'll focus on that. I'm just now, just a few minutes ago, was thinking, I wonder what will air for Labor Day. I need to look for something for that. But so that's a couple things. We've also, this is one I'm really excited about, is the Grateful Dead Hour is now on Friday nights at 10, right after Gildy's program. This is a real, I mean, we've gotten great response already, but I must confess it's a personal thing for me. The Grateful Dead Hour is the program that drew me into my former community radio station, KKFI in Kansas City. And I often would say that had like the Pied Piper effect. That music drew me in, and then I discovered all sorts of other wonderful programming on community radio. So that's really what pulled me into community radio. Trying to think, what else have we added? So we used to air 1 hour of a program produced in Ireland called Sounds Irish, and now we've moved that to Saturday morning before Maximum Polka and Trivia with Paul Lunday. So from 6 to 8 a.m. we get some real Irish music. I'll tell you the truth, I'm a big fan of Irish music. This is more my mother's Irish music, but it's still, you know, I think it's a pleasant way to wake up on a Saturday morning. So we're airing both hours of that now. I'm sure there are more, and if I think of them, I'll jump in. But or if anyone has any questions or thoughts about our programming, this may be a good time to hear.
Well, I do have a thought, because I like your lineup and everything that you've done, Mike. That's really great. And the one thing I've noticed about community radio is that we are adaptive and we do listen to the community. So if anybody listening has an idea, all they need to do is contact Mike at KHOY Community Radio to give that idea. And it's a really great resource for everybody in Iowa and in Ames.
Yeah, if the only thing you ever listened to was KHOI, you'd be one well-rounded individual.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's great. Yep, that's the truth.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
everything from bluegrass to jazz to
polkas.
What?
To polkas.
And we still air the Central Iowa Symphony. After, yep. You know, those play, that was one of the things that we, we were upset when we lost WOI. We could no longer hear our local symphony. Well, we do. We hear that too.
Yeah, Roger Berger stepped up. Thanks to him, we were able to get the programming for that, classical music going. And, yeah, and he also facilitated a lot of good people to come in to help with that, you know. And because he's Roger Berger, he was able to make it happen. It worked out.
Yeah, well, it is the number of people who are contributing and who have contributed is overwhelming. As Mike was talking about the few programs that he mentioned, I thought, how can we have all of these things on one little radio station? Well, it's partly because we have 24/7 broadcasting. So, we have things going on at midnight. We have, and I am not a late night person, so I don't listen to the, but I think we have some pretty interesting stuff between 10 p.m. and, well, actually now 6 a.m. because Mike has been started bringing in new programming from around the country in that 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour, which used to be something we didn't have. People had to listen to